Would you euthanize a healthy pet? This story came to our attention because a very healthy dog was euthanized in the US state of Virginia to fulfill the wishes of the deceased owner. The owner left a will that said they would like the dog to be cremated and laid to rest with that person. Very Egyptian, isn't it? Very something from another era, really. The dog was destroyed because in that state, dogs are considered the property of the owner. So I thought we'd find out what the rules here in Queensland are. It's not the first time I've heard of somebody putting down a healthy pet, unfortunately. RSPCA Queensland Prosecutions Officer Tracy Jackson's going to help you understand the law here. Are dogs considered property in Queensland?
Yes, they are. So you can deal with them as you would most, in most ways that you would deal with any piece of property, including you know, disposing of them, I suppose, is a callous word, but that's basically what we're talking about here.
Is this something that the RSPCA might like to see change? Has it been a discussion ever?
Oh, look, we're always looking for animals to be viewed in a different way other than just a piece of property. You know, it's difficult in things like family breakdowns and marriage breakdowns when there's decisions being made about animals. It's difficult when you're talking about ownership issues because animals mean more to people than, you know, a chair or a television or a washing machine.
Absolutely.
So we would like to see the law treat them differently. And I guess in some respects it already does in that it's unlawful to be cruel or to mistreat an animal. But yes, certainly we'd like to see the law change even more.
What would that take in Queensland? Is that a challenging thing to... And imagine if it was easy, the RSPCA would have done it by now, or another, you know, animal activist mob.
It's a very complex question. I mean, the alternative to being a piece of property is that animals become entities in their own right. They have that with associated rights and so forth. And at one end of the extreme with animal welfare and animal rights is the view that animals should have these rights. So that would mean that attaching to them would be the right to sue or the right to have to expect just what we can all expect under any usual human rights charter. But when it comes to the way animals are at the moment, what we would like to see is certainly an acknowledgement by the law that they're more than property. So in cases, for example, where somebody has stolen somebody's animal, we think that compensation should not be just the value of the animal, but it should compensate for the loss that people feel when they lose that valued family member. And the same with when somebody's pet is killed, unlawfully killed. You know, at the moment, there are various aspects of the law that haven't caught up. So there would be lots and lots of change that would have to be made. And there would just be incremental changes at this stage, but it would certainly be something that we would like to see. I know that we've seen cases where we've made moves towards having the law acknowledge that the loss of an animal could cause somebody some personal injury, such that they could take action against someone for causing that, that harm.
Many of us are reliant on our pets, and I don't just mean in the sense of... service dogs, which are very, very important to their owners. And I guess we do use the word owner, don't we, as though they are property, which technically, legally, they are. But for many people, we're emotionally reliant on them. So as you, you use the word family, they become an extension of our family.
Absolutely. And people suffer the trauma of the loss of an animal in very much the same way that they suffer the trauma of the loss of any other member of their family. You know, they're not just in the backyard anymore. They're in our homes. They're in our beds. They're on the couch beside us. They're with us 24/7 in some cases. It can be really traumatic when you're confronted with the fact that the law thinks that your animal is valued at no more than $250, you know, and that's the full extent of it. I think what we'd like to see at RSPCA also is that people take it seriously when they're considering making their will. They also need to consider any animals that may be left behind. And it might be the time to have those discussions with people to see who might take your animal on and who might be responsible for making sure that they go to the sort of home you'd like to see them in, so that you don't have to resort to solutions like that lady did with euthanizing the animal. We have Pet Legacy Program here, and the Pet Legacy Program means that people can come to us and they can make arrangements for animals